Okay, we are back at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and I am Elissa Walker Campbell. We are so glad you always make it a point to join us on Friday nights because we have a lot of fun and we love hearing from you guys on Twitter. Follow us at E Radio Sports and our good friend Husker Great Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. How are you, Jason?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And Jason, I will share with you, I always get wonderful feedback on the show. And our listeners, they love hearing from you each and every week. Tell all of our listeners where they can actually follow you on Twitter online.
Let's see. What is my Twitter handle?
Come on, Jay. You're not over 40 yet.
Just at Jason Peter. And I have the website at jasonpeter.com. Twitter, I guess, is the way that everybody breaks their news nowadays, huh?
Absolutely. Well, I know that I do, but I keep mine G-rated, so I'm a little bit more tame with mine. Okay, so just to let you know, we've been doing a lot of Final Four coverage, Jason, and of course, you know, talking about Florida and Kentucky, Wisconsin, UConn, and I love breaking down the X's and O's, but I think ultimately when you arrive at the Final Four and the biggest stage, I mean, it really ultimately comes down to chemistry and to team synergy. Jason Peter, no one knows it better than you. I mean, you have been a part of three national titles at the University of Nebraska, and that is such a difference maker. Just talk about having that trust and coming together as a team and having an opportunity to shine on the biggest stage.
Yeah, I think if you looked inside each one of these remaining teams' locker room and the day-to-day of each program, I think you would probably find something similar in all of them, and that's that there is just good chemistry in that locker room. Guys not just like one another, they love one another. And you know, I'm not saying that everybody's got to be their, you know, each other's best friends, but you have to respect one another, and you have to have a feeling that you just kind of look, you know, to the guy next to you or behind you or wherever, and you say, I'm not going to let him down. And, you know, all four of these teams, I can guarantee that they probably have good locker rooms, good leadership. I think leadership is sometimes it gets overshadowed a lot because I think everybody's always trying to focus on the talent that's out on the court or the field. You know, who's got this player and who's got that player. And leadership, I think, you know, I know at least in the years that I was at Nebraska, and like you mentioned, I mean, we won three national championships in 4 years. The 1 year that we didn't, I think we look back at that team in 1996, and I think it's a consensus from guys that were around was that the vocal leadership just wasn't there. We had guys that could play and they kind of led by example, but you need someone who's kind of that you know, grabbing guys by the face mask sort of thing, or grabbing the shirt collar and saying, that's not good enough, that's not going to cut it today, and if we're going to win a championship, we got to have everything, you know. And I think you could probably look at, like I said, any one of these teams, and they have those qualities.
Husker great Jason Peter with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. He joins us each and every week with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. And how did your legendary head coach in Tom Osborne, how did he foster that type of solidarity and that camaraderie and just that togetherness that you're talking about and loving each other as a brother?
Yeah, you know, it started, I imagine, before I ever got here. You know, we mixed a lot with the former players when we were here. You know, we knew the guys that came before us, the guys that played the position that we played, the guys that wore the same number, you know, the guys that sat in the same meeting room seats, and you just knew about your history. And you know, especially at Nebraska, too, you know, with the walk-on program, I think, you know, Coach always, there was a certain amount of I think humility that he expected out of his players. You know, here you had some guys that were paying their way for school for 4 or 5 years, and you know, the effort that those kids gave throughout that time, you know, was is unmatched. And then you have, you know, these five-star, you know, scholarship kids that that have all the talent in the world, and it's like, you know, coach would make you kind of look at those walk-on guys who nobody's counting on them for anything, you know, at least from the outside world, and there are no expectations, and, you know, here's this guy, he's flipping the bill, and you're going to let that guy outwork you, or, you know, you're going to let that guy have a better work ethic than you, and then obviously, you know, there, like I said, I mean, the leadership had, I think, started to develop in probably the years prior to me getting there. Because really, I mean, you talk about 1993 losing to Florida State in the Orange Bowl, and ultimately was a national championship game. You know, there was great leadership on that team, and you know, even the years before. But certainly, I think the right group of guys came together at the right time in the early 90s, and it was just it was pure magic.
Mm-hmm. It really was.
I don't know, you know, you see it kind of with Alabama, but I don't know if that will happen again.
Well, the University of Nebraska, it really remains as one of the greatest runs in all of college football. I mean, 49-2, winning 3 national titles. I mean, it was just incredible. And I read a quote from you, and I just want to summarize it. I mean, you talked about just commitment among the team. You were either on the boat that was going 100 miles per hour, or you were left behind.
Yeah, we set our goals at the beginning of the year, and you know, they were posted everywhere, from the meeting room to the position rooms to the locker room. I mean, shower everywhere, and you know, we wanted to achieve those goals, and we knew that you know, them being posted up everywhere was a reminder, you know, that coach was saying, look at, if you guys going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk, and it was about winning championships, and that's it, you know, and not conference. It wasn't about conference championships. That didn't even register, to be honest with you, and I'm not trying to make it seem like, you know, we had this mindset that nobody's ever had before, but it's true. You know, we just did not even concern ourselves with if we're going to win the conference this year, because that was just a given in our heads, was that we will win our conference championship, but it's all about winning a national championship, and are we going to have the opportunity to play for a national championship? And that was just, you know, the guys kind of knew what it took, and you were either on the boat or you were off. You weren't even hanging on. You were just off.
You're listening to the voice of Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. We're quickly running out of time. Jason, let's transition now from talking about college to the NFL. Big news this past week, DeSean Jackson now headed to the Redskins. And do you believe this is a positive for them? And what kind of impact do you anticipate that he will have with them?
Well, look, when he's focused and he's committed, I mean, he's a guy, he's a game breaker, you know, but it's just a matter of his dedication and commitment. I think it's positive that he's in the same conference, same division. I think he'll, you know, you're more likely, I think, to be on your game. And, you know, not that it's the only way to succeed, but sometimes, you know, revenge or payback is a good motivating force.
Yeah.
And you know, with playing in the same division, you know, everybody knows kind of, you know, the situation, and he's one of his, you know, the players that's been in that division for a while. So, you know, it just depends, I guess, whether or not he hooks up with, you know, the Bloods or the Crips out in D.C. or the Latin Kings, supposedly, you know, the gang ties, but you know, that, I guess, is stuff that maybe hasn't been proven.
Well,
it was an issue for a lot of teams.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, DeSean Jackson will be a lot more harmonious in the locker room, and you always want to eliminate that static, and you don't need that kind of drama. Well, Jason, it's always a pleasure having you join us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We look forward to your perspective next week, and best of the family. We'll talk to you real soon, okay? Thank you, my dear.
Thanks for having me.
Much more straight ahead, the Big E Sports Show.